Matt, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. So we're recording now. I'll do the same thing. I'll count down from three, and we'll rock and roll.
Okay.
All right, great. So three, two, one. Well, hello, everyone. It's Chuck Morrison here from MakingMountainsMove.com. I am fired up for tonight's podcast. I'm saying tonight, it's a Friday night, and doing a live call here with just someone who I consider a real-life mountain mover. And I just thought that his story, what he's been able to do, is of real value for anyone that's listening that has an idea, that has a dream, that has a burning desire to be doing something, and they're not quite there yet. And they just want to know, you know, how can I get started? What can I do? So without further ado, let me bring this person on. And by the way, he's a real guy, right? He's just like me or you or anyone else, just a real person with a real dream who has taken action to make that dream a reality. Is he at his final destination? No. Am I at my final destination? No. As we always talk about on these podcasts, you know, success, it's not a destination. It's a journey. It's a process. And tonight we're going to talk about that process. So I'm real excited to bring on the line here tonight winemaker Matt Williams from winemakersacademy.com. Matt, thank you so much for joining us here on the Making Mountains Move show.
Hey, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man. It's my pleasure, buddy. So just to give our listeners some background here, Matt is a listener just like yourself. You know, he wrote to me, Chuck, at makingmountainsmove.com, shared with me a little bit about his story, how he had a dream, how he had a passion for wine, and how he's been able to make that dream a reality. And, you know, he shared with me some of his story, the adversities that he's faced, the actions that he's taken, and what he's doing to make that dream a reality. And I was so inspired by it because, again, it's a real-life action taker, a real-life mountain mover, someone that's not letting adversity, obstacles stop him. And I just figured there'd be so much value for you, someone that's listening that has a dream but isn't living it, doesn't know what to do. Maybe you're stuck. Maybe you're uncomfortable. To learn from Matt, you know, and take away some key lessons on what you can do right now to turn that dream into a reality. So, Matt, if you would, please, just tell us a little bit about your story here, you know, where you've come from, maybe a little bit about your background, and then we'll talk about, you know, your passion, how you came to fall in love with wine and how that became a passion of yours.
Well, I am an engineer by education. I graduated with that degree and went into the engineering field. I didn't quite click with it. You know, there were parts of it that were fun, but there were also parts of it that didn't quite sit well with me. And I had a desire in the back of my mind to one day own my own business, but I didn't feel this burning desire to get it done. So I kind of floated around for a bit and was trying to make things work the best that I could. But then we unfortunately went through some series of events where my wife had gotten sick and had wound up in the hospital for some extended periods at times. And I was stuck in a position where I was having to choose whether I was going to go into work and take care of things there so that I can have a job and have the money that I need to take care of my family, or if I was going to go to the hospital and provide my wife with the support and the help that she needed. And it just felt wrong, and that just ignited this burning desire that I needed to start taking chances and putting myself out there to find something that I could do to change my situation, not only to support my wife and my family, but also to be happy in what I'm doing and to really fully enjoy it.
Matt, time out right here, because you're hitting on some key points here. You know, one of the things that I'm gathering from your story here, Matt, is this element of pain that was in your life, right? And you know, pain, it can be negative, it can be debilitating, it can be prohibitive, it can be a block to moving forward. But sometimes pain can be a good thing. Sometimes pain can be used as a motivator to really move us into action. You get so frustrated by a situation, you say, enough is enough. And you're going to do something about it. And that's exactly what you did. And talk to us here about what happened next, right? You're facing some pain. You know what you do want, and that's to be there for your wife, right? To be there for your family. So talk to us a little bit here about what you did about that pain to kind of move forward and to move into a place of where you wanted to be.
Sure. I started putting myself out there, so to speak. And I took a skills inventory, you know, I read books on how to find your passion, how to find things that you could do for a living, and that's, you know, outside of the typical employment model. And, you know, I would come up with a couple ideas. I'd build a website, I'd put it out there, and I'd get all ready to promote it or go sell my service or whatever it was I was going to do. And then I would hit a stumbling block. There would be some aspect of the business that was there that I didn't acknowledge that was too far apart from who I am for me to be able to pursue it with the passion and the desire that I needed to make it a reality. So, you know, I had probably 5 or 6 false starts here where I would get it all ready, get ready to get out there, and then I just couldn't do it. I couldn't push myself to do it because I didn't have the one thing that I was looking for. It wasn't the right fit for me. But I will say that throughout that whole process, each time that I started and decided to then close it, you know, I learned one little piece about myself that I needed to find the right thing. So if I was, you know, hesitant to go on one-on-one sales calls door-to-door, you know, I knew that my next idea could not include that because it had tripped me up before. So each time I kind of, okay, yeah, this piece doesn't work for me, this works for me, this doesn't, and I was able to start to funnel in on the type of business that I needed. And the last thing that I really needed to find was my nature, my, you know, the passion, what I was passionate about.
Awesome. And, man, you are hitting on some powerful teachings, my friend, one of which is, you know, taking an inventory of yourself, but also to get in the game and take action, you know. And I wouldn't call anything that you've done a failure up to this point, right? Because as you said yourself, you learned something. You know, you learned what not to do. Mistakes and failure, if you will, quote-unquote failure, is, in my opinion, the best teacher in life. It really is. And in life, you can do, you know, one of three things. You can do the right thing, you can do the wrong thing, or you can do what is the worst thing, which is nothing, you know. At least if you take action and you discover that, you know what, this isn't right for me, and you close shop, at least you can say not only that you went for it, but you learned something, right? You learned how to move forward better, right? Better, more effectively the next time around. And that's exactly what's happened to Matt here. So going back to your passion here, Matt, right? Your burning desire, if you will. So you dabble around a little bit here. You're discovering things that, you know, that you don't want to do. How does wine come into the equation?
Well, for one, I've really enjoyed consuming wine. I used to winery, my parents, family, and I've gone to quite a few with my wife, and I always just had this kind of feeling when I was inside one, there was just something in the back of my head where I just felt, I could do this. This would be fun. I really enjoy anything that combines art and science together, and, you know, making wine is definitely an art. There's a lot of art to it, but there's also a lot of history and biology. There's a lot of science that goes into it, and the blending of those two, to me, is just a magical combination. You know, when I was first getting into wine, it was, you know, the whole process was kind of cloaked in secrecy. I didn't understand it. It was kind of mysterious and interesting. And the more I've gotten into learning about the process, it's just become more and more interesting. And I finally realized, you know, this is just something that's not going to go away. This is something that I really want to do. I talked with my wife about it, and, you know, the other ideas that I've had to this point, this was one that she was also really excited about. So I felt like, great, you know, we're going to get the whole family into this, and this is going to be an entire new lifestyle for us.
Phenomenal. Matt, this is awesome. This is a key teaching right here. Support, right? You know, Napoleon Hill refers to this as kind of a whole mastermind concept. You know, what you can get two or more brains, right, two or more bodies, two more people on the same purpose, the same outcome. It's like combining the power of two batteries. You know, think about this. If you have one battery, it's going to give like one level of energy, right? It's only going to give so much output. But when you have two batteries, it's going to double that output. And that's what happens when you get support, when you have someone else that believes in you and supports you in your passion, in your dream. It's so important. And another critical thing that you hit on here, Matt, was this level of it being a passion that, you know, it's not just a fly-by-night type of thing. You know, it's not the flavor of the week. This is something that you truly had a love for, right? It was truly a passion. And what I want to ask you here is, you know, so you've got this passion, right? You want to do wine. Well, what's the ultimate vision here, right? Like, a little coaching right now with you, Matt. What is the ultimate destination, if you will? Again, success being a journey, but what's your goal? What's your outcome with wine? What is your dream to do with wine?
I want to be able to produce my own wine that people can enjoy. I want to have it in a winery where people want to come to be, to learn. I want to also show other people how to do this, kind of remove this shroud of secrecy and let people see what it takes to actually make it happen and help other people do the same thing. But I know there's a lot of people out there that, you know, they can see themselves like retiring and owning a winery, you know, but there's a bit of work that goes into figuring out how all that happens, how wine comes about, what it takes. So I love to teach, I love wine, and I want to bring it all together. And, you know, wine for me and wine for a lot of people to the celebration. It's just a lot of fun.
I love it, man. And having fun is so important. Matt, real quick, are you on a cell phone right now by any chance?
Yes, sir.
All right, because there's a little bit of a breakup, but we'll keep going through it because, listen, you never let adversity stop you, right? And what a great segue, by the way. I want to talk about adversity here a little bit. This is your story. I know a little bit about it here, so we're going to introduce the adversity element. But before we do so, you know, you've got this dream, right? You've got this burning desire. You want to make it a reality, right? So talk about some of the first things you did here, or maybe before you even get there, because I want you to talk about the obstacles that laid in your path, right? I mean, did you have any winemaking experience?
No, I had none. And, you know, that's a pretty big deal. It can be a complex process. It can take a while to learn. And, you know, to a point, sometimes people won't take you seriously unless you have the experience. So not having that background, you know, not having grown up with it, there was a little bit of catching up that I had to do there.
And that is one of the biggest barriers to success for people moving forward on their dream is this notion of not having any experience. We're going to talk about that because what you've done, Matt, is pure brilliance in terms of overcoming that obstacle of not having experience. You know, it's like oftentimes people will interview for a job, for example, right? And oftentimes they're told no. Why? Because they don't have the experience. And they're like, well, the only way I'm going to get the experience is if you give me the job, right? And I think that translates to a lot of people when they have an idea for something, a dream, a burning desire, and they want to make it a reality, and they lack that experience, it prevents them from getting started. Matt, you had no winemaking experience. You didn't let that stop you. We're going to talk about that, but there was also another obstacle, and I think this is another big one for a lot of folks out there, is the money element, right? I mean, where were you financially to move forward on this?
Honestly, there was no room for it. There wasn't room to, you know, purchase large pieces of equipment or anything to dive into this head first at a commercial level production. So I had to start as small and as simply as possible just to put a toe in the door.
Exactly. So you don't have the experience. You don't have the funds to go out and at least start producing at a commercial level or whatever level, right? So just to get the equipment to start going. So you didn't stop. Right? Talk to us here. You didn't stop. Why didn't you stop?
Well, I didn't want to let go. I know that, you know, we only get one shot here and we need to make it count. And my mind just kept going back to it. And, you know, this is for you and this is how you're going to be happy and this is how you can make it count. And so I wouldn't let go of it. And I'd studied a lot of business principles and online businesses specifically. And so in the back of my mind, there was this sort of plan formulating of how to start from the very, very bottom with nothing and even use myself as, you know, a teachable experience. You know, here, don't make the mistakes that I've made. I started to lay this plan from ground zero that could take me to where I wanted to go.
I love it. You made a decision. You looked at where you were and you said, I'm going to go for it. You took action. And I want to talk about that action. You know, I think what's important for people is to, like you're talking about here, is to take an inventory of where you are, you know, and to truthfully say, all right, what can I do with what I have from where I am? And I want to talk about that, Matt, because in your message to me, and I want to draw this out of you here, because it's awesome. I mean, it's awesome. You did this, all right? You did this. You took an inventory of what you had. And we know what you didn't have, right? You didn't have the experience, and you didn't have the money. So you took an inventory of what you did have. What did you have, Matt? You listed three things. You remember what the three things are that you told me in your message?
Yes. I had an internet connection, a library card, and just a passion to make wine.
All right. Let's talk about – time out right here, right? Time out right here. Three things. Internet connection, right? Which, by the way, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're listening to this show, if you're listening to my voice right now, I'm willing to bet that you probably have an internet connection. And if you're listening to here in the United States, I can't speak to other countries. We're broadcast all around the world, Matt. I can't speak for other countries, but here in the U.S., how much does a library card cost?
Absolutely nothing.
It's free, right? It's free. And the library, by the way, it's one of the greatest resources of information available. And you combine that with the internet, and there's no limits to what you can learn. And the most important thing here, Matt, that you listed is that passion, right? It wouldn't let up. It wouldn't go away. It was a burning desire. So with those three things, with the internet, with the library, and with this passion, what did you start to do to say, you know what, I'm going to make this dream a reality. I only have one shot in this life. I'm going to go for it. What did you start to do? You mentioned organizing a plan. Talk to us about some of the action things that you did to take this idea, this dream, and start to make it a reality.
So first, you know, I went online. I started reading about the winemaking process, found a podcast that was a few years old. It hadn't been updated in a long, long time, but it turned out to be just a tremendous resource of knowledge, and I listened to all your 70 hours of that. I went to the library, and I picked out a few books on how to make wine, and I picked up a biography of one of the, you know, more well-known winemakers here in the U.S., and I dove headlong into just consuming as much information as I could get on this topic.
I love it. And Matt, you know what you're doing in the process, and I think you'll agree to this, is you were gaining expertise, right? You know, we talked about lacking the experience. Well, listen to what Matt is saying here. There's a way to gain experience, and it's through education, self-education, learning, training, whatever your desire may be. If it's gardening, if it's, you know, if it's beer making, if it's wine, whatever your passion might be, once you discover it, once that dream just won't let up, it won't go away, and you say to yourself, I don't have experience. What can I do to get that experience? You can start to build that experience through your research, through your learning, and essentially, you know, learning the craft, learning the trade, just like Matt did. You know, 70 hours of a podcast, going to the library and consuming books. Keep going, Matt. What other things did you do?
Sure. You know, and a lot of personal development literature in a lot of these business classes or books that I've read, they say that, you know, if you look at expertise as a continuum, as a level one being almost no experience, and then a level 10 being most experience or having the most expertise, you don't have to be a level 10 before you can start teaching people. And that being said, a level one person that really just wants to start getting into something probably isn't going to get a lot out of someone at the level 10 range because they're just speaking different languages. So, with that in mind, I laid out, you know, what do these 10 levels of winemaking experience look like to me? What's level one, what's level two, all the way up to level 10? And I defined it. And that showed me where I was, which was at about a level two since I'd read some books and everything. But more importantly, it laid a path for me. I could see clearly in front of me what I had to do to progress to these different levels of expertise as I defined them. And, you know, once I'm at level three, I can start talking to the level one and two people. So if I've made a little bit of wine, then, you know, sure, I have enough experience to talk to somebody who's never made wine that doesn't know the process. I don't have to be the expert. I just have to know more than what they know to help them get up to the level where I'm at. And so that's kind of how my plan for gaining experience was born.
I love it, and I hope people listening are taking notes on this, Matt, because that is so awesome. You know, again, I think a lot of people think that they have to be at that level 10 before they can start teaching, right, or before they can start doing anything with their passion. I can't do anything yet because I'm not an expert, because I'm not in the level 10. No, listen to what Matt's telling you. You at a level 3 have more experience than someone at a level 1 or 2, and what Matt did, and this is probably the scientific mind that he has, is he actually outlined 1 through 10 what each level is, what each level of expertise physically is. Is that right, Matt?
Sure. So, you know, on my little spectrum there, I define level one as someone who's read the Wikipedia page, a level two is someone who's taken in a few books, and a level three is someone who's actually made their first batch of wine. And it continues from there, but I looked at my list and I realized I was at a level two. So what does a level two know that a level one doesn't? And that's, you know, the details of the winemaking process. So I bought a domain name, I put up a website, and I started talking about just the different aspects of the winemaking process that I had learned to that point. At the same time, I took some birthday money, I ordered a wine kit, an equipment kit, and I picked up a white sheet to hang in the basement, and using an old camera that I had, I set it on a tripod and just started recording videos of me making my wine. So that was me progressing into a level three expert, and that's the path that I'm following to get towards my level 10. That's where I started.
No, Matt, listen, that is it's flipping awesome, dude. It's awesome. It's awesome. You know, and you when you wrote to me, and as you were sharing this story, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show, is because I'm like, listen, this guy has a great message. You know, there's so many people, Matt, that are where you started, where I started, that are stuck and they're not moving forward, and you know, all they see are the obstacles, the barriers as to why they can't move forward. You had things that were ready and willing to stop you, but you didn't let it stop you, and you moved into action. That's why I wanted to have you on the show tonight to talk about your experience, to talk about your story. But in your message to me, Matt, you referenced a quote by Napoleon Hill, and I think it really summarizes your story, my story, the story of anyone that has a dream and goes for it to make a reality. And that quote is, you can succeed best and quickest by helping others to succeed. Would you not agree? I mean, is that exactly what you started to do? You took the knowledge that you had and you started to share it. You started to help others to succeed by your own doing, by your own knowledge.
Absolutely. You know, I wanted to create a resource for people that want to learn how to do this just like I do. And, you know, along the way, I want to turn this, you know, into something that's going to fund more equipment purchases, the purchase of bigger and better things in winemaking. And I just saw this as a self-feeding cycle that can grow to the point where, yeah, I'm, you know, one day I'll be buying the big equipment and showing people how to set it up and how to make their first, you know, production quantity wine and how to open the doors.
Oh, Matt, you got me fired up, man. I love it. Again, this is so important. What Matt is revealing here, what he's laying out for you, is the process, right? The process to go from dream into reality. And one of the quickest, fastest, and the best ways to do so is to help others succeed. And that's what Matt's doing. Think about what he's doing here. He's taking his knowledge, his experience, which he had none of, and he started gaining that experience and teaching it to others to help them succeed. And in the process, guess what he's doing? Well, he's allowing himself to start raising funds to build his dream even further. But equally as important, Matt's positioning himself as an expert, right? As a teacher, as a leader in the winemaking process. And I want you to, if you're listening to me right now, and you're listening to Matt and his story, and you're taking inventory of your life, and, you know, you've got a dream, or what's called a burning desire. You know, and again, I'm going to define here a burning desire as a passion that just won't let up. You know, it keeps coming up, and it keeps coming up, and you want to turn that passion into a reality. Listen to what Matt's doing here. He had no experience. He had no money. He said, you know what I do have? I have an internet connection. I have a library card. I have a passion to make wine. And with those three resources, he got after it and started learning and started moving up that scale of expertise. Matt, I want you to talk about, you know, some of the resources that you used when you first got started. You know, you mentioned you had birthday money, right? Talk to us about that for a little bit and, you know, how you've been able to grow your business here and your presence, and we'll talk about your website and some other things there.
Sure. You know, it's just been all sort of small organic things, you know, jumping on Twitter and start talking about wine, start talking to people that are talking about this kind of stuff. I wasn't a real big video type person when I started out. You know, I'd even get nervous on family videos, but this was something that really needed to happen. And, you know, when I needed to know a different video trick or needed to know how to set up something on the website, I go out, I look for it, I find the information that I need, and then, you know, sometimes I have to beat my head on the wall for a couple hours to figure it out, but, you know, eventually I'll get around to making it work and making things go the way that I need it to. And it's just, it's all been about just taking small actions a little bit each day, helping things move forward. And, you know, some days I only get 10 or 15 minutes, and some days I can carve out a few hours. I take what I have, I take the chances that I get, and I just make the absolute most of it.
Love it, man. I couldn't have said it better myself, Matt. You know, it's that daily persistence, right? Finding time where you can, when you can. And just keep moving forward. You know, you're not just sitting on the sidelines and, oh, wouldn't it be nice if? No, wouldn't it be nice when? And you start taking action on it. You know, and as we talked about, is Matt at his ultimate destination? No, but you know what? He's in the journey. He's in the process. So, Matt, I want to thank you again here. You know, short and sweet, right to the point, just to share a story of a real guy out there that's doing something about his dream to make it a reality. Because what Matt has done for us tonight is he's laid out that process, right? He's laid out the process to turn your dream into reality. It starts with having that burning desire. The burning desire to accomplish one major goal. We referenced Napoleon Hill. Go back and reread Think and Grow Rich, okay? He also talked about, you know, gaining the experience, you know, taking inventory of where you are in your life. And if you're at a level one and you want to move to level two, well, what things can you start to do? What does a level two entail? Map that out. Figure out the whole spectrum, the whole scale. And start moving up that skill. And as you start moving up, you don't have to be at a level 10 to get started, right? That's such a key point. And start to share your experience. Start to help others succeed. Because when you help others succeed, you start to succeed. It's reciprocity at its best. It's a law. It's a formula for success. And number three here, you know, we're talking about organizing a plan and taking action, right? He looked at the things he did have, a library card, an internet connection, and a passion. And with those, he took action, he got some birthday money, he got the sheet, he got the video camera, and started shooting videos. And a little plug for you, Matt, if you want to check it out, right, you want to see a guy in action here, Matt, what's your website?
You can find me at winemakersacademy.com.
Winemakersacademy.com. Check it out. Check Matt out. Give him a high five. Give him a virtual high five. The guy's out there. He's making the dream a reality. Matt, I want to thank you so much for coming on tonight's show. And do you have any, you know, parting words here? Any advice that you'd give to someone who was where you were just, you know, a few short months ago, a few short years ago, someone who's starting out that has a dream and wants to make that dream a reality? Any advice from where you stand today?
Absolutely. I'd offer a couple points. And one is, you know, don't get discouraged if you have false starts. If you start something and it's not what you think you want, you know, don't be afraid to throw the hat in on that and learn your lesson and move on to the next thing. And the other point that I would offer is that if you do sit down and you lay out your spectrum of expertise from 1 to 10, make sure that you're comfortable with all those steps. You know, if you're only really on fire for level 10 and you don't like the levels that are in between there or can't see yourself doing them, then, you know, you might need to tweak something or look for another idea.
That's great advice, Matt. Matt Williams, thank you so much. One more time, winemakersacademy.com is where we can find you.
That is correct.
Awesome, Matt. Well, we'll be plugging into you. We'll be supporting you. And again, on behalf of myself, on behalf of everyone listening, Matt, thanks, man. Thanks for sharing your story, and thank you for taking action on your passion, brother.
Thank you, Chuck, and thanks for what you do with this show. It's really been an inspiration for me.
So happy to hear that, man. It's a pleasure. It's an honor, and that's what it's all about, helping people like yourself that have that dream to make it a reality. So till next time, this is Chuck Morrison from MakingMountainsMove.com saying get out there, get after it, and make those mountains move.